Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Special guest and special day today. We're taping a little early because of a charity benefit that Sandy and I have to attend. Today is the 228th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution.
What's a Constitution?
Matt, well, it's this flexible document that you can interpret any way you want. I'm proud to have another brother and patriot in arms in the studio. John Willett is here from the Bear Arms podcast. John, say
welcome,
hello.
Welcome, John. Hello. Thank you for having me again.
And John is also the mastermind behind the NJ SafeCon.
Yes, he is.
What are we calling it?
The New Jersey Second Amendment and Firearms Education Conference.
The conference that we're having October 3rd.
NJ SafeCon.
Yes, NJSafeCon.net on October 3rd. So he's going to be chiming in. A couple of things. First thing I want to get out of the way, I watched the Republican debate last night. They all suck.
You watched that crap?
And in the words of my 84-year-old mentor, Tom Adubato, he says to me, 350 million people in this country, and that's the best we can put out there. Seriously?
Isn't Tom Adubato a Democrat?
No, not that Tom Adubato. This is his cousin.
Oh.
Okay, it's his cousin. You're thinking of Stephen Adubato.
Oh, Stephen Adubato.
Yes, Stephen Sr. and Jr. from Newark.
Newark.
So the debate, they all suck. It's all about teasing and joking. And if you put them all together and blended them, you still don't get a good candidate, okay? Yeah. Ben Carson is probably the most honest one out there, but he just doesn't have the energy. I also want to give a shout-out. Andy Pinelli successfully survived his major surgery.
Great.
Big listener and brother of the show. And also a big shout-out to Chris Ames. He competed in a Spartan race with us over the weekend, and he slipped off of an obstacle and broke his ankle.
Hmm.
With his two kids competing, too. So a big shout-out to Chris Ames. The ladies from SAW Group are going to be in next week. They want to thank everybody who participated. We had 118 people registered. We had 100 show up. I will never, ever, 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 never, ever do a Spartan Super again. Okay? I completed. Kelly completed. We all completed, working together as a team. But there was too many obstacles and too many instances where you can die or get hurt. And I will tell you this, that I don't have the type of job, and I'm not downplaying anybody's job, but let's use for an example, I was a mailman. If I competed in a Spartan and broke my back and I'm out for a year, when I get released from the doctor, my job is waiting for me. Sure. You know, I own my own business.
Which
you know?
Means you're effed.
Correct. Climbing 12-foot obstacles and rappelling down the other side with slippery, muddy ropes and stuff,
it's
not for me. I did it. I want to thank everybody that was involved, from Paul Ramage to Sandy to Sherry, and they're going to come in and they're going to personally thank everybody.
So you're not signing up for the Tough Mudder then?
No, but I have a claim to fame. Everybody gets a headband with their number. I started the race with a San Latano Oval cigar, and whenever I couldn't carry it, I stuck it in the
headband
like a feather, like an Indian feather. And when I had to go to underwater two times, I asked the judges to hold the cigar. I said, I have a $1,000 bet that this cigar will make it to the end. There was no bet. And then when you finish, the last obstacle before you cross the finish line is you jump over fire. I jumped over, I doubled back, and I lit that some bitch. And I crossed the finish line with my lit cigar. Oh. That cigar made 9 miles, 2,700 feet of elevation, 4 times, Sandy.
Nice.
We went up and down the ski slopes 4 times, sometimes with sandbags on our shoulder, sometimes with logs on our shoulder. They made us fill our own spackle bucket with gravel by hand, carry it up a hill.
You had to fill your own bucket?
Yes, carry it back down and then empty the bucket. I mean,
oh, man.
Never again. I want to read a quick letter from Sandy Muldoon real quick. I donated, by the way, besides the food and the after party and 2 shirts for everybody, I donated $1,200 to SAW Group, and a bunch of other people donated, and we're going to hear about them next week.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
This was from Sandy, real quick. I can't tell you how proud I was to run the Spartan Super 9-mile race on the Gun for Hire team, no shame. I was especially proud of our caboose group of 10. They were the last 10 of the 110 of us going. It was a grueling race, and nobody gave up. 7-plus hours and moments of doubt, but nobody gave up. We helped each other wherever needed. We stuck together, and we got it done. I would have not had it any other way. I was a little hangry by the end. Hangry is a joint word. We're angry and hungry together, okay? She wanted to give a special shout-out to the taller fellows who helped push her over the wall. We all helped each other out with that. The cohesiveness and teamwork I witnessed on this team is why I love the law-abiding firearms owners in New Jersey. We really are a family. Over the past 3 years, I've seen more acts of unity, kindness, and of community coming together within our peers than I have in any other hobby community I've been a part of. A special thank you and shout out to Anthony Calandro, who is the man who has brought us all together. He is our voice. He is our two-way icon. He is our favorite Starbucks customer. Ant, you're an inspiration in so many ways in our fight to preserve and regain our rights in New Jersey and also in the amazing health transformation you have accomplished. I look daily to your Get Fit posts. They help me on days when I just don't feel like doing it. I am not the only one. There are more than a handful of team members I know of personally who have made great strides in their fitness, specifically with you in this race as their inspiration. Keep up the good work. She went on and on to talk about beer and James Kalita and Sherry Spivak and Vinny Cisternino. So they're going to be on to talk about it, but that's right. We made it. We figured roughly the 118 of us lost about 1,000 pounds since I started on this journey with promoting the Spartan race. Now, what I'm going to do is I heard, you know, we had a lot of spectators, family spectators. We had a private tent because we were the biggest team.
Nice.
Free Cliff Bars, free water, free Gatorades, free parking area. I mean, we had it down being the largest team. We also won an award. But what we're going to plan, Sherry and I and Sandy next week, we're going to plan something a little less intensive like a 5K or a color run that we can attract more masses because next September I'd like to have 250 people partake. Well, I will supply shirts and an after party as well and donate money to the SAW group and raise money
for
SAW
group. Like one of those walks, like an MS walk or
correct,
a ride or
correct.
Something like that.
We're going to do something. Maybe a color run is like that. It's a walk where you throw colored powder at each other and you know, it's kind of cool, but I got to say the camaraderie.
Yeah, that's
you know,
the
we
key.
Were humping up right. That hill, right. the hills and everybody helped each other, and everybody laughed, and everybody joked. It was just a phenomenal time. People were walking past us like, what's up with this Gun for Hire? How many of you are here? Because, like, the biggest team ever before that was 47. We had 118,
wow.
And about 110 showed, walking around. Kids had shirts on, so we were everywhere. It was a phenomenal day. It was beautiful weather. My significant other, Kelly, finished too. I'll tell you what, I scaled a 6-foot wall, I scaled an 8-foot wall, my trainer Jimmy helped me, and I went around the 10-foot wall. Because I looked at it and said, all right, I'm going to get up to the top of the 10-foot wall, but what if I fall off the other side? You're supposed to hang and drop down only 4 feet if you're 6 feet tall. So for me, there was some obstacles where I looked at it and said, a little too dangerous in my position. I'm not as physically fit as some of these iron men and women that were running around. I mean, there was people there.
Well, plus you got a good point. You don't want to break your neck.
Correct. There were some people there.
Lose your business.
The majority of people that run these races, we're talking about people like between 4% and 8% body fat.
Right.
You know?
And they're in 20 and 30 years old.
Correct. And they were running the race, you know.
Yeah.
Like I did it in over 4 hours. People did 5, 6, 7 hours. The record is like 80 minutes. We had a couple in front of us at the starting line, John, and I was like, damn, I'm nervous. They're like, nah, don't be nervous. We ran it yesterday. It's not a problem. 2 days in a row they ran it.
Yeah. You know, there's people who that is their life.
They're crazy.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
When we get back, John Willett in the house. Thank you all for your support with the Spartan Race.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Ron Sousa, Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. 38 furnished private offices, telephone, answering, mail, receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa donated. Ron Sousa had shirts. He came up that day, unfortunately, for the Jewish holiday. He had to be with family, so he didn't stay the whole day. John, you said my day at the Spartan race reminded you of what?
Well, a decade ago, well, a little more than a decade ago, I was in the Marines as an infantryman, and it sounds like a day at work for us.
And and I bet you anybody rolling right out of boot camp could have competed in that Spartan while smoking a cigarette, you know? But I'm 54 years old, 215 pounds, still, you know, I got a lot more strides. I need more upper body strength. I need to be able to do more chin-ups, pull-ups, and climbing ropes. That's my goal for next year when I do a 5K or a color run or something like that. But no more Spartans
5K,
for me.
You don't have to climb,
correct.
Shit. You just got
to
run.
The rest of you, God bless you, and kick ass all you want. Real quick, before we get into it, NewJersey.com this morning, 1 million people in New Jersey are living in poverty out of 8.8 million people.
Wow.
And the largest double digit counties.
Christie
are
is
all
the governor.
Dems.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow,
Essex County,
surprise,
Hudson
huh?
County, Passaic wow. County, all the counties that are represented by Democrat majorities. Not Sussex County. Sussex County is only 5%. Somerset, 4%. Warren, 6%. Oh, Camden, 12%. Essex, 15%. Cumberland County. Who's from Cumberland County?
I'm from Cumberland
County. Where's Steve Sweeney from?
He's closer to Philadelphia with like
what's it be? Kate May? Oh, Camden County. Yeah. Oh, Camden County is 12%. 12% all living in poverty. But guess what we're doing, our legislators today? Mm-hmm. They're going to try to override Christie's conditional vetoes
of budgets?
Of the gun laws that he vetoed.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
The condition they're going to try to muster up the votes to override
The most pressing issue. And I see Steve Sweeney's picture there.
Steve Sweeney said that
he's heading this?
Christie vetoed these bills because he's trying to be more and more of a conservative.
Yeah,
this is just grandstanding to hurt Sweeney. 1 million people out of 8.8 million are in a poverty level in the state of New Jersey.
And we're worried about banning guns.
Wake up, voters, and put your eyes back on the prize. You inner city people that have been fed this shit for the past 50 years got to wake up. They're going to tell you, no new taxes, more jobs, blah, 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 your ass, okay? Right. Let's fight gun control. Meanwhile, you're starving in the state.
There's
no jobs. That's what happens.
Small businesses are being crushed in the state. There's no jobs, and all we care about is banning magazine capacity.
Unbelievable.
It's a twisted place.
So, John, njsafecon.net is October 3rd. I'm going to be there, Gun for Hire Radio, Bear Arms. Arms Show is going to be there. Who's going to be there? Give us a little bit of a rundown of who's going to be there. You brought notes this time?
I do have my spreadsheets here with me.
Nice.
On my phone.
Oh, that should make for good, interesting radio.
Yes.
We're going to calculate. Yes. We have a a financier with spreadsheets. Tune in, folks. If you're driving, this is a warning. Okay.
All right. So we're going to have a lot of great speakers. I'm just going to go down the run of what I have on the schedule here. We're going to have CNJFO speaking.
Good.
About volunteerism. We're going to have Rich Nicoletti from RTSP.
Well, tell everybody what CNJFO is.
CNJFO is the Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners. You can find them at justifiableneed.com.
Okay.
They're looking to promote the idea of justifiable need being something we need to change. Which
another
your listeners
group in
know,
New Jersey?
Know yep. well. We're going to have Rich Nicoletti from RTSP. He's their head trainer there.
RTSP is a range in
Randolph.
New Jersey?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to have an introduction to firearm safety class. That's part of our mission of doing some basic firearms training as a part of the conference. That's going to be presented by Gary Allenson from Beacon Brass.
Gary's a great man.
Yep.
Great guy.
We're going to have Alexander Rubian speaking of NJ2AS.
Never heard of him, but go
ahead. No, he's never been on this show. We're going to have a panel on building the Second Amendment community, and that's going to be Aries Daniela, who's a figure on Facebook in that. And she
Marine, Second Amendment advocate.
Absolutely. It's also going to include Sandra Muldoon, who we mentioned earlier, who's a part of the SAW group.
She'll be in my booth with the SAW group.
Right. And we're going to have Tony Simon, someone else you might be
Diversity
familiar with.
Diversity shoot.
That's right.
Simon
and,
says train.
The panel's going to be moderated by Mr. Ainsley Reynolds.
Oh, man, the bow tie himself.
That's right.
Wow.
Is he going to be counting beans as well?
Yes. I don't believe he'll be
counting
beans.
And he'll be discussing the LIFO and FIFO method.
Love it.
That's right. That's right. Working capital, whatnot. Later on, we're going to have the future of right to carry in the courts. That's going to be presented by Daniel Schmutter, firearms law attorney, had submitted friend of the court briefs in the McDonald case. After that, we're going to have Anthony Calandro, someone you guys might know.
We don't know.
One of you.
I'm
no?
not speaking.
You don't
Hell
know
with that.
Okay. The second panel, Targets of New Jersey Gun Laws. This one is one that I'm excited about all these, but this is the one that I think is really going to resonate if we're able to get any media attention at this conference. And that's going to be Stefan Josie, Shanine Allen, and Keith Pantaleone.
And they're all talking about how they were abused.
All talking about exactly how they were persecuted.
Perfect.
Yep. And that's also going to be moderated by Ainsley. After that, we have Evan Knappen.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Evan.
Yeah.
I think he wrote a book.
Junior,
it's like Orange
Junior
or something.
Attorney or something. He clerks for someone.
He's around.
Yeah. He clerks for someone. I love it.
And finally, to close out, our keynote is going to be Scott Buck.
Now, for everybody listening, there's going to be booth setup, RTSP to Bullet Hole, Red Dot Firearms, oh, Gun
so
for
you'll be able
Hire.
To walk around almost like a
there's
trade show.
There's going to be shirts for
stuff.
Sale.
Beacon Brass.
There's going to be hats.
Oh.
Beacon Brass is going to be there. If you're not into this yet, if you have a two-way business or a two-way friendly business and you haven't signed up and contacted njsafecon.net, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
Oh,
I mean,
Bob's is going to be there.
Bob's Little Sport Shop will be there. We're going to have NRA ILA and JRPC.
Come on, Larry Braco's going to be there, NRA recruiter, ANJRPC.
And if you're a shooter or you're even new to shooting and you want to take new people who are new to shooting, you want to bring them into this conference because it's a great first step.
And how much is it to
step.
Get in?
It's $14.50 if you register online.
$14.50, wow.
If you register online, I'm announcing this today. I saved it for your show. We got a giveaway prize for those who register online from NJ Concealment Furniture.
Dan Ingram.
Oh, man. Yep. Dan Ingram.
And
great
it is going to be one of the flag cases and a couple of large T-shirts.
Wow.
So
we've got
this really
a flag
nice
case right here in the studio.
We have one Beautiful. Right here. Flag case.
It's gorgeous.
It's somewhere here.
Yep. Right there.
Yep.
That's
it's
it.
On a wall.
How cool is that?
So and it's really nice. And a couple of large T-shirts from him, too.
I ran about 4 miles with Dan Ingram in a Spartan race. And whenever we went over any type of wooden obstacle, he was critiquing the construction when he got to the top of it. So, I smoke cigars. He smoked cigarettes. Mm-hmm. He tried to quit. So we were humping a big hill. And I was like, how you feeling about them cigarettes now? I don't know what he mumbled, but I could not repeat it on the show. And I have a potty mouth. But I can't even begin to tell you. I'm still elated that, A, I survived it, but, B, we made it. But it reminds me, like Sandra Muldoon says, it reminds me of our monumentous struggle in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And what John is doing, this NJSafeCon.net, is no different than the Spartan race as far as I'm concerned. I want this to be a kickoff.
Right.
I want this to be a success. I mean, he's attracted all the 2A big hitters, the businesses that are active in the 2A community, the Bullet Hole, Red Dot, Gun for Hire, RTSP, Bob Vyden. These are the people we want. But where are the rest of you? Tetra Gun Cleaning. They're right in Florham Park. Steve Hoback is going to be there. He's the sales rep for Tetra. I mean, where are the rest of you guys? There's 2 other gun cleaning companies in the state of New Jersey. There's about 30 more gun and sporting goods stores, to my knowledge. Guys and girls, what if you have a plumbing business, a roofing business, a carting business, and you're pro 2A? Your ass should be down there with a booth for a couple of $100.
Right. It doesn't have to be 2A. You don't have to be selling things.
You have to be a 2A supporter. John, would you deny somebody from getting a booth if they were?
No.
I mean, what's wrong with these people?
We need to form that community. We've talked about this for years, Ant, where businesses that are 2A related really support other businesses that are 2A related.
Keep it in the family.
Absolutely.
Cool.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so 2 people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic, located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius, please support those who support us. If not, send them a message. Tell your friends and family about it. Dr. Eric has written his own book. Yes, chiropractic can help you. WaldorfChiro.com. Thank you all for your support. So, This is an exciting event for me. I'm doing a Gun for Hire Platinum event October 2nd at Meadowlands Racetrack till like 1 in the morning, and then driving down 2 hours early in the morning to get down. I'm doing the radio show
That's
with Sandy and John and Mike Willett. We're doing a four-way radio show, the four of us. We're going to be pulling guests on. This is your chance to come on to Gun for Hire Radio. This is your chance to get a picture with us four meatheads that, that do our own respective shows in the state. I mean, Knappen's going to be signing books. Bach is there. And while I'm talking about that, on Facebook, a Charles Jeff, a friend of mine on one of the Facebook's group, voiced his that he's not so happy on where we're moving with Strikeforce right now because there's still some towns. And I got to tell you something. One thing about Scott Bach, and I'm not saying this because he's a friend of mine. I'm saying this because he's a two-way advocate in arms with mine, of mine. He does not do anything half-assed.
Yes.
And he basically wrote me a whole thing on what's going on with Strikeforce that I can't publish until he comes on the show. But he says, however, he wants Charles, Jeff, and everybody else to know this. However, when we drop the hammer, I assure you it's going to be worth the wait. Okay?
Right. Yeah, so Bach is not a guy who rushes in, does little things at a time. He waits, he plans, he executes extremely well.
So this is going to be a good thing for us. So Charles, Jeff, and everybody else out there, donate to Strikeforce. Send your emails to Strikeforce website, et cetera, et cetera. There was another one, the legislator. They did a poll of the population of our legislators. And believe it or not, our legislators are older and whiter than the rest of New Jersey.
Oh, wait a minute. They're all Democrats, though.
Yeah. But so they're not representative of their constituents, which is normal.
Well, here's the deal. They've never been representative of their constituents.
Correct. So how many years have I been talking about diversity in the gun community?
Right.
Tony Simon has his diversity shoots.
We have
Ainsley,
way
Sean,
more diversity in the 2A community than they do.
And I'll tell you something. Everybody out there that's listening to this show, if you live in the – oh, Hamed was at the race. We had our one Muslim at the Spartan race representing too. And he's. I told him, I said, if you ever want to do a diversity shoot with Muslim community, my doors are open to you. Okay, not radical Islam, obviously, but any Muslims, religion is a religion to me.
A huge difference between
them. Exactly. But let me tell you something. I want to see people that if you live in the inner city or you know people who are minority, people of color, whatever, John Willett's baby here, okay, njsafecon.net, you should bring them there. Let them listen to Shanine Allen and
Absolutely.
Stefan Josie and Keith
Absolutely.
Pantaleon. Let them
Absolutely.
See what goes on in this state. Let them hear Ainsley talk about how he worries that if he's armed in his house and he calls the cops, he's got to worry about getting shot because he's a black man.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Let's change the face. I've been trying to get the NRA to do this for 10 years, 20 years. But
I am so excited about this conference because this is the first time anything like this has happened in New Jersey.
The closest thing to this would be the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Right Policy Conference.
Right. Which never comes here.
No, it doesn't come to New Jersey. And that's a national event.
Yes.
This was when John mentioned this to me about a year ago, I was like, bink.
Yep.
I'm
Great
like,
idea.
Holy shit, this is perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're not there, I don't know why.
And the thing is that we know that New Jersey's gun law problems are significant enough that we're actually able to fill a full day event with content. I don't want to say ironic, but it's just speaks to me of the volume of the amount of work that we have to do. But at the same time, you know,
dude, you could do a weekend conference and still have enough material to get.
If Absolutely. The conference was in Texas, they'd have one speaker. He'd be like, I had to wait a week for my gun permit. Excuse me, but you were a felon. Oh, okay, sorry, and sit back down. I was so you just never know. So. Yeah. I'm excited about it, too. My problem is I want to see more people excited about it. I know what John's going to do. If it's a success, I'm going to tell him, walk around the show, ask anybody if they want to commit to attending next year, and hold the price the same. Anybody that wants to come next year that wasn't there the initial year, hammer time.
Right.
Okay? If you want to come next year, the table's not $300 or $400. The table's going to be $1,000 if you want to partake in this. If he decides to have another one based on the success and the attendance of this one. But NJSafeCon.net, it's October 3rd. It's in Cumberland County Community College. Where do you see this place? On
it's
the website,
venue.
There's a local hotel.
Nice.
There's everything you need right there.
Yep.
We're going to get down there early and set up.
Beautiful.
You can talk
part of
to everybody.
State.
There's going to be a lot of stuff. The how nice is the program? Tell them about the program,
no,
John.
We just actually finished putting the program together this week. It's going to be a 40-page program. It's going to have bios on all the speakers. It's going to have a short overview of each of the presentations. We got some quotes in there from some Second Amendment icons that we think apply. And, you know, some nice photos. Beautiful cover that was designed by your very own Matt.
Matt
Dantus. Very nice. Yeah.
Great
and,
artist.
Yeah, it was
fantastic.
And you
fantastic. Get Knapp and signature in there, a box, and you'll have the inaugural issue.
Yeah,
of the our program.
If you are missing this, you're a fool, because this is a history maker. Yeah. This is everybody can stay 5 years, 10 years from now when we finally make strides in this state. We can turn around, point to this conference and say this was the day it all began, because this was the day that we finally got unity in this state.
Absolutely, and that's one of my visions for this, is that it doesn't matter what organization that you belong to. We're all part of the same community. We're all in the same fight.
Bring your kids, too.
John.
It's important, right, John?
Yes,
bring your kids. This is really history in the make. They'll understand about what the Second Amendment is, what it really means. They'll finally get a chance to meet other people in the two-way community, that we are not, quote, trigger-happy loons.
John, do me a favor. Go through all the social media, email, and website contacts and everything for everybody.
Okay, so the email is info@njsafecon.net. The website's njsafecon.net. We have a Facebook page at NJ SafeCon. Twitter is NJ_safe. And I'd also like to mention we're going to be adding to the website today registration for a continuing legal education class with Evan Knappen.
CLE credits.
Wow. If you're a lawyer, CLE credits in gun law from the gun attorney.
I mean, if you don't attend, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. But njsafecon.net, I want you to be there. Guys and girls listening, if anybody wants to hear some, read an article about my personal struggles and success, manslife.com, manslife.com, Gun for Hire, the family range, written by Terry McFly. McFly's not his real last name, by the way, but I think it's cool. Manslife, manslife.com. And look under things to do and stuff, and you'll see Gun for Hire, the family gun range. And he wrote a wonderful article, and maybe you post some comments underneath, tell him what you think or whatever. Spent a couple hours in a place, and it went really, really well. So manslife.com, njsafecon.net. I also want to plug Alexander Rubion. He'll be on in about a week or two. He's still plugging away at recallsweeney.com, alex@recallsweeney.com.
And you
the
see
signature
how Sweeney is already
growing.
Fighting back. Now,
well, already right? Now he's yeah, introducing these. Right. He wants to, they want to override his veto, because it's the most important thing in the state right now.
Right,
is
the economy is
that.
Literally imploding in New Jersey, and this is the most important thing. All this is Sweeney going "F you" to the gun community.
How embarrassed should we be that we have a million people in poverty? Out of 8.8 million people in our state. I mean, it's atrocious.
The state
it's atrocious
is a sewer.
When
it
you
is getting
think
worse
about
and
it.
Worse and worse.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
And how much higher can our taxes go? We pay the highest property taxes. we pay the highest income taxes around. And it costs, the cost of living in this state is insane.
John, real quick, what time is the event on October 3rd? It's a Saturday, by the way.
You know, just to make sure that any Moms Demand or Everytown people that might want to protest our conference show up on time, it will be starting at 10 a.m. When the doors are going to open for attendees. The CLE class, if you register for that, because it is a separate registration, will be starting at 9 and ending at 11, so you don't miss any of the educational content of the conference itself.
And if you're from any mom's group or something like that, and you want to come and attend, you're more than welcome to come in and sit and listen to what reality is like.
You heard that, right?
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present. and no present, like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will hook you up. Lipstick bodyguards, mace training, pistol permits, pistol training, refuse to be a victim, become an NRA instructor. PhillyGunTraining.com, conveniently located where, Sandy?
On Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia.
Nice. Now, John, did you experience any pushback trying to find a location for this, being in New Jersey?
There were a couple locations that we tried. No one flat out refused us, but they did maybe have some requirements that, you know, we didn't think were necessary.
Because as soon as you say it's gun related, we're all crazy.
What were some of the weird ass requirements?
They wanted us to have, and it wasn't actually the location itself, but the city it was in was saying that they wanted us to have like a metal detector and all this stuff. And
a metal detector.
Yeah. We had to get everyone to pass through a metal detector. And I thought it was kind of silly considering
it's illegal for us to carry a gun.
Yeah.
That's how ignorant. And the problem is that kind of ignorance spreads through. All you need to look at, I have blood shooting out of my eyes every time I have to read a lot of the show prep and go through some of the NJ.com where the comment strings start. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to read some of this stuff is just insane. And a lot of what we're doing with that is working with this two-way minute. We're going to try over this next year to try to educate everybody to here's how you come back. Here's what the Second Amendment – here's what – birthed the thinking that birthed the Second Amendment, why it's so important, how it came throughout Europe, finally made its way to England, then made its way across the United States. So now when someone says, and they're still paddling this crap that it is the militia. If you, there was one on one comment on the string on that New Jersey NewJersey.com, I think it is, that has Christy. You had sent me the link from Christy saying that he is the champion of 2A in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, well, he's taking credit for stopping all the anti-gun stuff in New Jersey, and he rightly so gets credit for it, Christy. I will have to say it.
Yeah, but he's a turd.
But if we had Sweeney as governor, we'd all be dead right now.
Yeah.
So I will give him that. Good. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I think he has done things for us that I think he should take credit for, but his overall performance from the 2A perspective
is a mixed bag.
Yes. Oh, I agree with that.
And let me tell you, the only
appointments
thing he did,
and things
yes,
that he hasn't
his
done.
He appointed two of the most vehement anti-gun AGs probably that we've ever had in New Jersey history. He is a zero supporter of the Second Amendment in New Jersey. He does not. He is a big government progressive Republican.
Right.
He loves
like
control.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You know, if you look
yes,
at the things
like
that he's
Teddy
done
Roosevelt.
With Christy, with Christy, they've
all
been.
We just looked at each other because we knew who we just pissed off.
With Christy, they've all been crisis events, last minute
yes,
pardons.
Yes.
Yes. He's you know not, the last minute vetoes. If you know, it hasn't been any actual campaigning, for our benefit. And even now, I'm trying to figure out why haven't we seen anyone nominated to the committee that he established with his executive order.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's never going to. It's a committee. This is the solution is
That's
to form another committee.
Time till his term is done while he's running for president in case it comes up.
Christie is a very good politician.
Hell yeah.
He is a shitty governor. He is a shitty leader, but he is a very good politician. He knows how to work things. And in New Jersey, all you have, look at what's going on a national section right now. The only thing that's it's a circus out there. And the only thing that we wound up with Barack Obama as a progressive who came from nowhere. And most of the people, if they're sincere, most of the people who supported Barack Obama are very, very disappointed with what he has done in the past 8 years to really destroy this country. But it is nothing like he promised, because they all voted for, quote, hope and change. What the hell does that mean? How about voting for something that gets us back to our constitutional values?
No. Why would we want that?
Going back to where we started on here with the comments that you see online, a lot of times I'm encouraged by some of the ones I see online, because we actually have some really knowledgeable
advocates in the state.
And I think that's one of our strengths as a community.
And I did see that on that NewJersey.com mm-hmm. article, because you saw that one idiot who kept coming on and saying, you trigger happy idiots, all you want to do. If you want to go out there and you want a militia, there is something. It's called the New Jersey National Guard.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Shithead. It has absolutely nothing to do with the... militia. A well-regulated, at the time, that language meant well-supplied militia.
It's funny you bring that up, because the concept of the Second Amendment as a collective right rather than an individual one is one that the gun banners pushed quite a bit.
Yes,
and,
which
one of the quotes
taken care of.
As a preview to our program, one of our quotes is from Stephen Holbrook, and he says, you can't find anyone in the 18th century that describes it as a collective right. The document doesn't exist where you have a founder talking about the Second Amendment as a collective right.
Right. And it never was. The concept and the as we talked about in last week's Second Amendment Minute, the concept was always for individual protection. It was always understood. This comes from ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient China. This week, we're going to talk a little bit more about that same history. That was the mindset. The founding fathers were not dullards. They weren't idiots. They were well-read, very educated men. And they had a classical education, which meant they understood and read Latin and Greek. And they understood that all of... Aristotle talked about this same thing. Argued about this. And it's funny, because this week we have the same, you know, we talk about Aristotle, and we talk about his battle with the first city planner who wanted to relegate gun ownership to mm-hmm. only one class of people in the first cities.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's still going on, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing new.
Hard to get the masses to wake up, though.
Yeah, I don't ever think we ever will. But I think what John is doing is incredible. And I think that hosting this type of an event, I love your idea, Ann, about getting – we need more activity that is not necessarily gun-related, but for the firearms community to come together, to get to know one another, and to also participate with one another. Because there is a divisiveness, I feel, still within the 2A community.
Mm-hmm.
You've got guys who, I mean, we're going up to a charity event today to shoot sporting clays. I guarantee you everybody at that sporting clays club has no idea that your conference is even taking place.
Correct.
No, we're still trying to get the word out. It's you know, it's a challenge, because everyone's kind of so dispersed across the state in different groups.
And everybody's so quiet about it.
And the majority won't even care. Because it's a sporting clays club, and it has nothing to do with them.
Yes. Has nothing to do with them, because everybody there is carrying a $40,000 or $50,000 shotgun, and nobody's going to touch a shotgun.
Correct.
Well, I will mention, I was invited actually to the USANA range down in South Jersey to talk to their membership last night, and they're very receptive. But you know, you're talking about a group
different
there that's been under assault for five years now. Yeah,
literally, you could take a line, cut New Jersey in half, and you have two different states entirely. Especially in the northeast section of New Jersey, where most of the major cities are, that has such a New York influence. It is so rabidly anti-gun. True, Ant? I mean, when you grew up,
unbelievable. all completely anti-gun.
Yeah, which is exactly why John picked South Jersey for the first New Jersey Gun Rights Conference. NewJerseySafeCon.net. Be there. Okay, enough Jersey geography for one day. Coming right up, another Second Amendment Minute sponsored by LipstickBodyGuard.com. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Likely one of the most contentiously debated sentences in all of the English language. But that's nothing new. We can easily trace the debate over the right to keep and bear arms back through recorded history to the ancient societies of Greece, Rome, and even China. In 450 BC, Hippodamus, who many consider to be the father of urban planning, proposed a constitution whereby a city of 10,000 or more was to be divided among three classes of people. The right of the citizens to keep and bear arms, argued the city planner, should be reserved only for one of those classes and denied for the majority. Sounds a lot like the empty-headed modern-day anti-gun argument of only police should have guns. Aristotle, whom I'll take the liberty of calling the father of the pro-arms movement, spoke out against the Hippodamus plan, arguing the legal restrictions of arms bearing to a certain class would mean that two-thirds of the citizens, being stripped of their ability to protect their lives and safeguard their property, would be rendered servants of those who possess arms. Aristotle was stating the obvious, right? Those with power will always control those without it. Which, when you think about it, is kind of the end goal for the progressive movement. Fast forward 300 years and take a giant step to another continent, and we see Imperial Chancellor Kun Sun Hung ordering the disarmament of the Chinese people, in the belief that the common people had no need for weapons and that banning their possession would make their society a much safer place. What? Wait. Isn't that the very same argument the Democrat progressive mayors of, I don't know, all the major crime-ridden cities in the country are using to ban guns? Last week, we learned how Thomas Jefferson's thinking, with regard to the right of the people to keep and bear arms, was influenced by the writings of the Italian jurist Cesare Beccaria, who argued in vehement opposition to the decision by the Italian Duchy of Venice to make the mere possession of arms a capital offense. An idea that, I'm guessing, could actually make Loretta Weinberg and her ilk a little damp. Well, if you study Beccaria's writings long enough, you'll begin to see that much of his pro-arms thinking was influenced by the writing of another Italian, a Florentine political philosopher by the name of Niccolò Machiavelli, who is known for his study of both sides of the power equation, despotism and freedom. And concluded that power and freedom always shift to the side that maintains their possession of weapons. Makes perfect sense, right? Well, in addition to the loss of people's personal freedoms, removing citizens' right to keep and bear arms has historically, without exception, led to the demise of every once free country, as Machiavelli points out with his example of the fall of ancient Rome. According to Machiavelli, Caesar destroyed the liberty of the Roman Republic by removing arms from the citizens and creating a standing army in its place. The demise of the armed citizen, in Machiavelli's opinion, meant the end of civic virtue, and with it, the end of people's control over their own destiny. Rome remained free for 400 years, wrote Machiavelli, and Sparta for 800, although their citizens were armed all the time. But many other states that have been disarmed have lost their liberties in less than 40 years. As long as there is a human desire to be free, there will always be those who will wish to wrest it from us. The poet Robert Frost wrote, "Freedom lies in being bold." My question for you, how bold are you when it comes to defending your Second Amendment rights? Coming up next week on the Second Amendment Minute, we'll look at the history of gun control in England and the real effect it's having on society. I want to thank our good friends at Lipstick Bodyguard, who care enough about our freedom and your safety to pay the cost of producing this Second Amendment Minute. Please help them continue to support us by supporting them. Order a Lipstick Bodyguard for a woman you care about today and tell a friend to do the same. As Anthony always says, buy one, you cheap bastards.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
And make sure you listen to John and his brother's podcast. What is it again, John?
Let us know. Bare Arms Show at barearmsshow.com. We're on a bit of a hiatus right now because conference planning has taken over my life and my office.
Wow, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Hiatus, all this shit. And also, it's njsafecon.net.
Yes.
A little learning segment here. This was in the news. A Clifton man has kidnapped multiple victims from Paramus Malls for money and Red Bull. A 27
back up here.
Red Bull drinks. 27-year-old Clifton shitbag, not to be confused with a shit bird, but a shitbag, who has an apparent affinity for Red Bull drinks, was arrested Tuesday on 3 counts of robbery and kidnapping. So listen to this. A woman is walking out of Blink Fitness, and he asked her for money. She refused, so he kidnapped her with a knife and had her drive him to an ATM machine to take out money.
All right, wait. What would have stopped that right away?
Don't fucking go with him.
Right.
Oh, I said that. Okay, sorry.
Well, that's okay.
I get adamant about this.
No, that's important.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk mall and parking lot security right now, okay? When you're leaving Blink Fitness, when you're leaving the mall, your phone should not be directly in front of your face, first of all, okay? Your keys should be in your strong hand. Any bags you're carrying should be on your weak side. You should be walking with a purpose. If possible, when walking out of the mall, attach yourself to a group of people who are walking out or at a fitness center. Walk directly to your car, unlock the door, get in, lock the doors, start the car up, put the car in gear, pull out of the spot, go to the end of the parking lot and text anybody you want at that point. Hun, in the car, on my way home, perfect. Do whatever you want then. Here's what happens. The first rule ever is never, ever let anyone take you to a secondary location. I don't care if they have a
also
gun.
Also known as the scene of the crime.
Correct. I don't care if they have a gun. I don't care if they have a knife. I don't care what they have. Fight them to the death, and fight you must, because your odds of survival. Come on. Then the woman put a fake PIN number in. He got frustrated, so she had $70 in her purse. He took her into a store. He made her buy him Red Bull, and then he left her on the street and walked away. You didn't have one opportunity to break and run from this guy with the knife?
While you're buying the Red Bull?
Seriously, you didn't have one opportunity to break and run. You got to make a scene. He could have brought you into the car, and then he could have raped you, and then he could have killed you or whatever.
Yes.
Women, when you're walking to your car, if something doesn't look right, if your sixth sense, if the hair on the back of your neck goes up, it means there's something wrong. Okay? Listen to your senses. We talk about this old defensive tactic. If somebody bothers you, you can roll under your car. You can roll under any car. No one's going to get you if you're rolled under the car. When you approach your car, don't hit your alarm until the last minute to unlock the car doors. And many car doors, what'll happen is, two clicks is all four doors. One click is just the driver's door. If you're alone, only click it once. Because while you're getting to the driver's seat, you don't want someone to jump into the back seat and join you. Okay?
Unbeknownst to you, especially if you're loading the car.
Correct. So one click, get your ass in the car, shut the door, lock the door, start the car, put the car in gear, pull out of the spot so some other aggressive driver who's waiting for the spot doesn't get out and key scratch your car while you're sitting in it because you took too long. Pull out of the space, pull to the end of the parking lot, and then put it in gear or put your foot on the brake and text your significant other where you are. But you have to walk with a purpose. Your hands have to be free. You have to be scanning from side to side. It wouldn't be a bad idea to have a little thing tucked into your hand at that point known as a lipstick bodyguard.
Yeah, okay? You could roast the son of a bitch right there.
These three cases, if they had a lipstick bodyguard with a knife, they could have lit that bastard up right then and there. And who knows? He may have ran haphazardly into the highway and got hit by a tractor trailer, knocked over to the opposite side of the highway where four smaller cars hit him. Okay? And then two kids ran out of the bushes and took his gold teeth, his watch, and his money clip. All right?
And a half-empty can of Red Bull.
These are safety things we talk about all the time. There's definitely power in numbers. When you come out of a mall, 2 is better than 1, 3 is better than 1 as well.
Yeah.
But if you're coming out of Blink Fitness, I can understand that. Try to park under a light. Try to park close. Again,
dude, you could be naked and have a lipstick bodyguard in your hand.
Listen, we have If I was a woman, I was walking out of the gym. What's wrong with saying to one of the trainers, "Can you just walk me to my car? Just keep an eye on me until I get to the car." You know, because there's been carjackings going on or kidnappings or whatever. No one's going to say no to that. Right. No one's going to say no. But
you know, if you're doing that too, and you're walking to your car and you're uncomfortable, make a scene. I mean, someone's either going to identify themselves as a threat or they're going to walk away from you.
Make a scene. We talk about this all the time. You could carry chump change. Chump change. Take a $20 bill, 10 singles, and rubber band it together.
Right.
Someone grabs you, like this Red Bull guy. Pull it out of your weak hand pocket. Show them the 20 with the singles, a stack, and say, "This is all I have." Throw it away from the building and run screaming into a safe direction. 99.9% of the time, the shit bag is going to go, "Do I go after the noisy bitch or do I grab the money and run?"
Yes.
You know what they're going to do.
Absolutely right.
That's called chump change. Okay, so you can do that. John, you're absolutely right. But this is three instances of people that remain completely silent. Yep. And why? Because of our sheep mentality, comply,
because
and you won't hurt
me. That's what you're taught.
Correct.
You're taught to do that. So don't resist. Give in to what they tell you to do. That's bullshit.
Correct, it's bullshit. And I'm surprised none of them were dead.
Right, I am too.
None of them are dead, but obviously he was harmless to a point, you know, where he used a knife or whatever.
Well,
but
he's going to escalate. If he had a knife, that's a very personal weapon. So
correct.
It's going to escalate at one point in time.
When I read this, I was like, can you believe this shit that we have to deal with in this, especially this state? We can't have a stun gun in this state.
Right.
We can't have a gun in this state. Right. We can't have more than 3/4 of an ounce of OC spray in this state. I mean, it's just one negative thing after another. And the shitbirds know this. The shitbags, excuse me. This aren't shitbirds. The shitbags know this, that they can get away with murder in this state. And as long as they know they can get away with murder, they're going to get away with murder. Right.
So,
John, what do you have to add?
One thing that we haven't mentioned yet today is at the SAFE conference, we're going to have RTSP presenting a situational awareness class, and that's going to include a complimentary pepper spray for the people that attend.
How cool is that?
Very nice.
You remember now, situational awareness is walking around in condition yellow, a heightened state of awareness. Condition white is head and ass disease. I'm leaving a mall. I'm leaving the gym. Before I leave, deep breath. My gym bag in my left hand, my car keys in my right hand, my lipstick bodyguard in my other hand, you know, my left hand or my right hand, whatever my keys aren't in, and walk with a purpose. Make eye contact with everybody. Keep an eye of your surroundings. Take your phone out when you get into your car. It's too prevalent today that people just walk into shit. Okay?
And it doesn't just apply to women either. I'm 6'2". Well over 300 pounds. And you better believe when I get off the train in Camden after work, I am tracking every person who's walking near me to watch what they're doing.
Sure. You have to today, especially if you live in New Jersey where the crime is literally
predators
through the roof.
Look for prey.
Yes. And the easiest people are people who are completely disoriented.
Oblivious.
Yes.
Oblivious. What? Hey, hun, can I have $3? I don't have any money. Take me with you now. Let's go. Let's go to the ATM machine.
Right.
I can't even imagine how traumatizing it is, but it can't be any worse than running and screaming and have them grab your arm or your hair and breaking and running into go to a safe location rather than being brought to a secondary location, as Sandy says, a.k.a. the scene of the crime. Okay, you guys, you got to listen to this. You got to teach your kids the same thing. Never let anyone take you to a secondary location. It's a bunch of bullshit. Do not comply.
Right.
I will not comply. I've been saying it for years. You fight to the death. Even if someone drew a gun on me, look, bro, here's my money, here's my watch, here's my shit, and start running in the opposite direction.
That's one of the reasons we came up with that slogan, "I will not comply," for the Gun for Hire Radio t-shirts, is because it means so much. I will not comply with the lunacy that is the gun law, and "I will not comply" is the absolute best mantra for this particular type of situation. It's completely counterintuitive, and it goes completely against what everybody who does not know any better, our overmaster overlords, tell us to always comply with the shitbags, because it seems so much that they're on the side of the shitbags. They're not on our side. Look at what happened in, what was it, University of Colorado? When was that, where they told a woman to stick their finger down their throat
and
vomit?
It was Illinois.
Illinois.
NJSafeCon.net, October 3rd. What time is the seminar from?
The doors open at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Be there. Listen to this. Girl Scouts popcorn sale, Saturday, September 26th from 9:30 till 2 at the Gun for Hire Range. We have a new location where we're teaching Utah. Liberty Harley-Davidson in Rollway, October 11th. Everybody who takes the Utah class there will get a $25 in-house gift certificate for anything in their store. T-shirts, Harley parts, swag, etc., etc. The great one, Evan Knappen, will be here October 16th. I won't be. I'll be in China. Urban Carbine 2, September 26th. Urban Carbine 3, October 17th. Urban Pistol 1, October 18th. Urban Pistol 3, October 11th. Ballistics 101 with Marcus Max, October 11th. And Atenzia Protective Pen, October 18th at the Woodland Park Range. John, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. NJSafeCon.net. Be there or be square.
Oh, no, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and to license Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, John Willett, NewJerseySafeCon.net, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. And as always, you can send your questions, comments, and suggestions to Sandy@GunForHireRadio.com. That's S-A-N-D-Y @GunForHireRadio.com. Tell us the types of things you want to know, the things you want to learn, and we'll do our best to make it happen. And if you find any of this drivel useful in your own life and think it might be useful to someone you know, please post a link to the show on your Facebook page or maybe even pin it on Pinterest or tweet about it. Help us spread the good news and the truth about the Second Amendment. Like Winston always says, each one reach one. It's all about unity and activism. Isn't that right, boy? Stand strong for your rights. We love you guys. See you next week. All right, that's enough, you little ham. From sea to the shine.